Hi, and welcome to the November edition of the Adoption Start podcast. November is National Adoption Month, and there are many great ways that Adoption Start will be celebrating adoption. First off, this Wednesday, November 2nd, Adoption Start will be hosting its annual Shining Star fundraiser event to support special needs adoption program. Shining Star will take place at Shea's Performing Arts Center in downtown Buffalo from 5:30 to 8:30, and there will be great food and wine, as well as auctions and raffles throughout the night. It's going to be a fun night for everybody, and it's for a great cause. We hope to see everybody there. You can purchase your tickets at the door. Another great event in November is our Skin and Hair Care Program. This class will be taught by hair and skin care professionals and will educate you in the special hair and skin care necessary for Black and biracial children. The class is designed specifically for families who have adopted transracially or who are considering doing so, and it will be held at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Amherst, which is on Main Street in Williamsville. You can email us at info@adoptionstar.com to RSVP for the event. There are many exciting events to participate with Adoption Star during National Adoption Month, and you can see them all by going to our website at www.adoptionstar.com and then clicking on the Participate tab. My guests for this podcast are Rachel and Jim, who adopted their daughters Amelia and Olivia through Adoption Star. Amelia and Olivia have the same birth parents and were born less than 1 year apart. Because Rachel and Jim have such an interesting, heartwarming, and informative adoption story, they've split their interview into two podcasts. So you can continue listening to part one, and then click right below for the second podcast. How did you come to adoption? What was the how did you become to Adoption Star and come to the decision of adoption to begin with?
Well, like a lot of people, I think we were going through fertility treatments and did a lot of stuff that wasn't working. So we were just trying to figure out what would we do next, because we still wanted to be parents.
Right.
So we started looking into adoption. I found an ad for Adoption Star, and there was an orientation session. So we came to the orientation session and listened to some other people who had adopted through STAR. It seemed like a good fit for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we signed up, and apparently it was a good fit for us.
How did you guys handle the stress of waiting to be matched the first time, the waiting and everything along those lines?
Waiting was hard for us, and we were profiled a lot, and I don't know if that's easier or if that's harder.
Mm-hmm.
I know other adoptive families who were only profiled once, but it was, 6 months into their wait. So they had the whole waiting and not getting profiled at all.
Right.
Amelia was our 10th profile.
Oh, okay.
So we actually got turned down a lot, which gets hard because you hear about a profiling opportunity, you get so excited, and then you get a call a couple days later saying, "We're sorry they didn't pick you." So we tried to really just keep busy and do stuff that we like to do. We like to travel a lot. We were still doing that, just making sure we were someplace with cell service,
right,
in case we got the phone call.
We went to the waiting family groups when we could.
We did. We went to a lot of the stuff with STAR to just feel like we were still involved in the process.
Okay.
So
parenting classes.
We did parenting classes and all that sort of stuff. And I also did our profile book obsessively, because that helped me to feel like I was doing something and
right,
being proactive. So,
yeah. A lot of people, a lot of families do have trouble creating those profile books to begin with. Is that, how did you guys go about finding the right pictures, the letter, and the whole process?
The letter was probably the hardest part for us. I'm an art teacher and I have some graphic design background.
Okay.
So for me, like the putting the book together part, it was really more sorting through pictures than actually putting the book together that was hard, but
mm-hmm.
writing the letter was very hard for us because, it's hard to tell somebody exactly how you feel about wanting to parent their child. So,
mm-hmm.
and we rewrote the letter a couple times before we were really happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now after you got the call for Amelia, and
yes,
you're learning to become parents for the first time, and then you get the call that her birth mother is pregnant again with Olivia.
Yes.
So what was that phone call like?
Well, I wasn't home, so Jim can answer that.
So Missy called me, and she said, Jim, you better sit down, and totally not expecting to get the phone call we got. Everything's going through my head, you know. Okay, we finalized with Amelia. There can't be any problems. They can't take her, you know, because when somebody tells you to sit down, it's usually bad news.
Right.
And so I sat down, and she said, you know, our birth mother's pregnant, and she wants to place the child with us. And I was, I think I was like, yes, I have to talk to Rachel, but yes. But no, I have to talk to her, but yes. And then I tried texting Rachel at work.
I was teaching, so I didn't answer.
And she got home, and I was like, did you get my text? She's like, yeah, I was at work. And so then I told her.
So, I mean, was there ever a discussion, or was it always just yes, where that was the answer?
You know, we had to, because they are so close in age, we had to just figure out our financial stuff a little bit and make sure that we could really swing it. So that was the only hesitation for us. But we had actually talked about adopting again someday, and we weren't really sure. And the one situation that we were sure we would ever do it is if an opportunity to adopt her sibling came up. And so, of course, that's the opportunity we got. So.
And that was, you know, not even 2 weeks before Missy called us. So.
Yeah. So.
What were some of the adjustments you guys had to make in your life going from no kids to one kid to two kids in a year?
In a span of a year. Yeah, it's definitely different.
We had to learn how to function without sleep.
Yeah, that's really the big one. We really had to kind of get Amelia adjusted to sleeping in her room. Mm-hmm. And she was still in a pack and play in our room a lot of the time. So we had to really get her adjusted to sleeping in her room so that there was someplace for Olivia to sleep when she came home. It's a lot different, but, you know, we wanted it for so long that there's no hesitation. It's just a lot different.
Absolutely.
Everything is dictated by them now, so.
I mean, being a parent is obviously something you guys thought about for a while, something a lot of people thought about for a while. What are some of, how has it met your expectations? What are the surprises of parenthood that you maybe weren't expecting?
I think because they're so close in age, we just got to the point where Amelia was sleeping through the night and then Olivia came along. So we really got a double whammy with the no sleep things.
Right.
I guess in a lot of ways, it's really what we expected, though. You know, you definitely, your whole life is really, your whole schedule is structured around them, but...
And they're,
we kind of knew that was going to happen. So
they're both really good natured. We got really lucky with that. You know, there's very few screaming fits. They wake up in the middle of the night and they like to wake me up. But I mean, they're not crying at all right now.
Right.
She's completely silent. She's just chilling out. They really are like really good natured. So we got really lucky in that aspect.
That helps.
You know, if there can be such thing as an easy baby, they're easy babies for sure.
You do definitely get baby brain a little bit as a new parent. The lack of sleep, your memory starts to go. And you say things and then realize how stupid they were. Oh, yeah, right.
I should get stock in Starbucks right now.
Yeah.
Now, are they going to end up being in the same grade in classes and everything?
I don't think so because they're summer birthdays, so I think they're going to still be 1 year apart. I think if they were born at a different time, that might have happened, but...
I almost prefer it that way so that they're not, you know, always together, and then when they are first separated, are they going to freak out completely, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even though they're not twins, you definitely are going to have that type of atmosphere.
We've had a lot of people ask us if they're twins because Olivia is growing so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are not sure.
So, like, what are some of the joys you get of, like, watching them interact as sisters and just...
They are starting to really love each other. Amelia loves to just hug Olivia and give her kisses, and we actually have to... You know, when she first came home, we had to keep them separate because Olivia was so fragile being a newborn. But now as she's getting a little older, they sit together all the time, and they'll both sit on our laps, and we'll read a book to both of them. And Amelia just loves to hang out with her sister. So, and Olivia smiles, so I think she must like it too.
Thank you for tuning in to part one of Adoption Star's National Adoption Month podcast. If you'd like to continue listening to our interview with Rachel and Jim, please continue by listening to part two of our National Adoption Month podcast, which you can find right below.